The question was asked, one who wants to find the proper shidduch, so aside from all the practical endeavors he could pursue, when it comes to prayer, what would be a way of expressing his desire before his Creator? So there are a few answers to this, all along the same lines, but I want to begin with a story, a Hasidic story. There's a Hasidic story about a congregation that was standing and praying, and the Rebbe told them that things are pretty bad up in heaven, there's a terrible decree. And so the Hasidim were praying fervently, and the shepherd came into shul, and he didn't know how to pray, but he understood the spirit of Yom Kippur, he understood how everyone was davening, and he wanted to partake, but he couldn't read Hebrew, and he didn't know what to say. So he's standing there, and he's desperately desiring to join in. So finally, according to one version, he takes his flute. According to another version, he puts his two fingers in his mouth, and he lets out a blast. Wow, the whole shul jumps, and they all turn around and look at him, and you could expect that their stares weren't too kind. Like, what's he doing? And the Rebbe turned around and said, wow, now the decree has been annulled. That was the prayer that pierced the heavens. So we have to know that prayer is an expression of our soul. In one place, the Talmud calls prayer nefesh, the soul of a person. The prayer is called his soul. It's, so to speak, his life. It's a representation of his life. In prayer, we have prayers called tefillah, which in one sense means clarification. Prayer really clarifies who we are and what's really important to us. When we daven, the first thing is, I don't want to answer your question because it should be a true expression of what a person feels. Firstly is that. The Talmud tells us, Sharei Dimalo Ninalu. There's a machlokas, Rambam Ramban, is prayer biblical every day or not? Or is it just biblical at a time of need? Is it biblical to pray once a day or at a time of need? So Rav Hershel Schachter explained, and I don't remember if he was quoting this from a Soloveitchik or not, that the machlokas Rambam Ramban is how do we view the delicate state that a human being is in. There are so many things we need every day. So they both agree that prayer is biblical at a time of dire need. The only question is, how do you view a human being on an average day? Is he in dire need? You know, we take it for granted that our thyroid is functioning, that our pancreas is functioning. We take it for granted that our kidney is purifying the blood the way it should. When do we think twice? I was standing next to someone who lost his eyesight. An old person who lost his eyesight. And I'm standing there and I'm looking around and suddenly I said to myself, I have to take in all these colors. I have no guarantee what tomorrow will bring. Wow, I suddenly looked at the signs on the bulletin board. It was here at the Mahon 2 nights ago. Just taking in the colors of the signs. Thinking to myself, I wish I had a bracha pokeach ivrim I could say right now. So there's, how do you view the human state? But you know what? When we need something, so then that natural conversation that we would have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's important. That's what tefillah really is. So for me to come and tell you, say it this way or that way, I'm scared that would take away from your true expression of what you want to tell the Creator. So that's answer number one. That being said, in an attempt not to adulterate your prayer, I will also add a few thoughts. We are taught that when Hannah wanted a child, so she said to the Creator, you created the world to bring children to the world. There's a mitzvah of pru urvu, so help me perform your mitzvah. And she meant it. We are told that the Jewish people were being overtaken by the Midianites. No one's prayer worked until Gidon came with an original prayer and an original angle. Sometimes the originality is what will change one's decrees. So there is importance to one's own expression of one's angle. Rabboni Shalom, you know how hard I have. Rabboni Shalom, you know how much I've done. Rabboni Shalom, you know how much I want to build a family the way you want me to build a family. Rabboni Shalom, you know better than me how much I'm suffering. You know better than me how much good can come out of this. Help me get through this. There are different expressions which are very respectful and yet very forceful. And a person is correct in finding the way to express it. We have to be careful because Chazal say if someone misexpresses what he wants, he sometimes gets what he said and not what he wanted. So we have to be careful in our prayers. We have to be respectful and begin by praise and end by praise. But Shiduchim is specifically somewhere where prayer makes a huge difference, the Talmud tells us. It says in the Gemara that one may get engaged at all times, even on Tisha B'Av, the halacha says you're allowed to get engaged. Why? Because we're concerned. Shema yekadmenu acher berachamim. Maybe someone else will get your girl through prayer. We see that through prayer you could even change something that was decreed in heaven. Look, in heaven it was decreed that Leah would marry Esav. 40 days before Esav was born, 40 days before Esav was formed, a heavenly voice came out and said, Rachel's going to be married to Yaakov, Leah's going to be married to Esav. Look at that. The Leah's prayers changed it. The Talmud says that the Talmud goes through a whole story about Rava or Rav Nachman. He was walking by, a man was davening and said, Ribbono shel Olam, if I can't marry her, let one of us drop dead. So he told him, don't daven that way. So he said, okay, so let her husband drop dead. The Gemara says people can pray, and you know what? That prayer can have impact in heaven, specifically with regards to Shiduchim. So you're right in the question, and a person has to think how to be careful, how to word his prayers, but a person should plead his case before heaven. And as the halacha says, Yofet filas achola al atzmo, when it comes to an ill person, so as much as everyone else could daven for him, his own prayer for himself carries all the more weight. So a person should daven on behalf of himself. Okay? I should add one more point. Everything I was saying was assuming you're sticking it into Shomea Tefillah. If you're going to say it as its own prayer, so then we have a rule in prayer that prayer must begin with praise and end with praise. There's a request in the middle, but you begin with a word of praise and end with a word of praise.